Friday, July 1st, 2022. Heavy day at a high heart rate today with the back squat. Here's what the workout is. 3 rounds for time, starts innocent enough, of a 100 meter farmer's carry. Challenging, but not the end of the world, right? It's with a pair of dumbbells, pair of 50 pounders for men, pair of 35s for women. So 3 rounds for time, 100 meter farmer's carry, 10 back squats at 65% of your one rep max, and a 500 meter row. That's it. Like so many workouts, it is a bit of a choose your own adventure. First of all, for the back squats, I would absolutely recommend using a rack. I always recommend using a rack unless it's a really light back squat. And even then, I love the rack. We've got odd fatigue happening with the farmer's carry. Gets you in head to toe, shoulders, traps, grip, the whole 9 yards. Can't quite catch your breath in an odd way. And it fatigues the legs. You get back in, a set of 10 back squats at 65%. That's a challenging loading for a challenging rep range, 3 sets of 10. Then you get off that, and the legs intentionally, by design, don't get a break. We're going to hammer it on the rower. I say hammer it. This is where it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. Row moderately, and it's a moderate workout. You'll still get in 3 sets of 10 back squat. You're still going to get great and fit, don't get me wrong. But if today's one of those days that you just feel like ripping the head off a lion, you know, not that I'm pro-harming animals, it's just a metaphor for just some crazy intensity. If you get after it on the rower, this workout is going to compound fast and really become quite spicy. And then you've got the grip on the rower right to the grip on the dumbbells and the farmer's carry, so everything's starting to come together. We, of course, also have a 2-person team version. We've got other equipment conversions in case you're going to replace the rowing with running or biking or something like that. We have a video on how to approach heavy days. It encompasses warming up, choosing weights, rest periods, things of that nature. That's Linchpin Conversations number 113. Video showing the back squat and rowing. Super fitness robot time for this. 13 minutes, 30 seconds or less for men. 14 minutes, 30 seconds or less for women. More likely, could be in the neighborhood of 18 minutes and 30 seconds for men. 19 minutes and 30 seconds for women. The wildcard option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but we took the rower out and we put in 1,200 meters in the air bike per round. So if that's what you were going to do anyway, no need to put it in. It's already in the BTWB app for you. You're good to go with the wild card. And there's a 2-person team version of that. Scaled option, still 3 rounds for time. We knocked down the farmer's carry loading. Now it's a pair of 35 pounders for men, 25 pounders for women. The farmer's carry is 50 meters per round, not 100. We have 10 back squats happening, but they're at 50% of your one rep max, and there's still a 500 meter row. And again, all dictated by what you choose to do on that rower. We've got a 2-person team version, limited equipment option, 3 rounds for time, a little bit different here. I think this is a cool twist that people may like. 3 rounds for time of a 100 meter farmer's carry with the dumbbells, 50s and 35s. Then, hey, you've got the dumbbells in your hand, let's keep them there for a 25 meter dumbbell walking lunge. Front rack, in the hang, as long as you're lunging with them, you're going to get the job done. Then you set them down, you do a 400 meter run. So that's a 3 rounder, and we've got a 2-person team version of that. Video showing the dumbbell front rack walking lunge. For the limited equipment crew, 14 minutes or less, super fitness robot. 22 minutes or less, more likely. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 40 meter walking lunge. Simple and effective right there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, but potentially you feel so inclined. Russian kettlebell swings. You're going to do a set of 50 to 75 reps total. The goal is to choose a challenging weight that you can safely move, that you can get to that 50 or 75 total reps with only 2 or 3 breaks. That's the goal. And then pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg, certainly does not need to be unbroken. Got a video showing that. And then cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the glute stretch. Both of those accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate. Tomorrow is a strength day as well, but of a different nature. There's no barbell in it. So I will see you then.